This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports, and joining me today is Janie Whiteford. Janie is with the California In-Home Supportive Services Consumer Alliance and is a member of the Collaborative. She's here to describe in-home supportive services and how they contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports.
Thank you, Laurel. In-Home Supportive Services, IHSS, is a California Medicaid program that allows seniors and persons with disabilities to remain in their own home safely and with dignity and independence. IHSS is managed on the principle of consumer control. The consumer is the employer and hires, manages, and if necessary, fires their provider of these services. It is funded by the federal, state, and county governments. Consumers are low income, primarily Medi-Cal eligible, and have a disabling condition that limits their ability to be independent without help. The program is administered by three separate entities: the state, the county IHSS department, and the public authority. The state is responsible for administering all the regulations and legal and legislative mandates of the program. It also is responsible for payment to the providers, processing provider time cards, and remitting payments. The county is responsible for determining eligibility of consumers. The county does an assessment of needs by a trained social worker and provides reassessment on an annual basis to see if needs have changed. The public authority is the entity that usually enrolls the providers in the program. The public authority provides a registry of screened eligible providers that consumers can use if they need help with finding a provider. At this time, the public authority is also the entity that negotiates with the local union for provider wages and benefits. This means that currently wages and benefits vary from county to county. What services does IHSS provide for the consumer? The first is homemaking services. These include, but are not limited to, meal preparation, laundry, house cleaning, and shopping. The second service is personal care needs. These include, but not limited to, bathing, dressing, transfers, toileting. The third area is paramedical needs and must be in accordance with the doctor's oversight. These include wound care, catheterization, bowel programs, suctioning, range of motion, and oxygen monitoring. These services, the three of them, can vary greatly depending on individual circumstances. The last area is protective supervision, which is necessary if someone is a danger to themselves in cases of dementia, traumatic brain injury, autism, or other conditions. The future of IHSS is moving towards managed care within the Coordinated Care Initiative here in California. IHSS is an incredibly valuable program that contributes to the continuum of a high-performing long-term services and support system. It is extremely cost-effective as it prevents and reduces more costly hospitalizations and placement in institutional settings. Most importantly, it is a program that consumers highly value.
Thanks for sharing this information, Janie. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.